Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can, of course, bring up anything you would like. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can also join us on the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the militarization of the police here tonight, and also the continual encroachment right now in this discussion of the government schools, the continued encroachment by these government people into private family life. In this case, a family, mom and dad, are facing jail. They're facing hundreds of dollars in fines for basically having their kids arrive to school too late, cumulatively. The dad says, and dad's an attorney, by the way, he faces the loss of his job in addition to this. If he loses this case, he could lose his bar license. And the dad says that the children in this case, three children, have only missed less than 3 hours each of school since September. He says that the Washington Post education columnist Petula Dvorak, who attended the February 6th hearing in this case, points out that the Denicors got a court summons and now have a March 14th trial date set because they often get their three kids to school about 3 minutes late. The children have missed approximately an hour of school total because of tardiness. Compare that to a kid who leaves early for a swim lesson or misses several days to go on a family vacation. Mark Denicor says no court date for doing that. So, over a period of a few months, these kids were a few minutes late on several occasions, now the parents face three criminal misdemeanor charges.
The intention of using the stick as a motivator to get people to come on time, but I don't know, was it ever made clear to these parents that, look, if you continue to come 3 minutes late, you're going to go to jail?
Well, no, jail's never going to be put up front. I mean,
no,
they're going to say it's a fine, and of course, if you don't pay the fine, that's when the jail.
But that's not what it's not about the fine, right?
They're misdemeanors, and so they're fines. But again, if you don't pay fines, you usually end up in jail.
The article said jail. I'm going to go take a look at this. Go ahead.
Nope. I believe it says there's fines involved. Here's three. Let's see, class three misdemeanors. They've got three of them, and each carries a maximum fine of $500.
Yeah, sets the trial date. You're right.
No, this is in Virginia. Just to clarify.
Oh, the Loudoun. Loudoun?
I think it's Loudoun, Virginia.
Loudoun?
I believe it's pronounced the same way it is here in New Hampshire.
Neither the applicable statute specifically addresses tardiness as a basis for prosecution, which means that Loudoun or Loudoun County has no legal authority to convict the Denicors of an offense. At least that's the interpretation of RepublicMagazine.com. I think that the judge probably will agree with the county's interpretation.
The judge has set a trial date. So.
Right. The Denicors, both of whom are trained as lawyers, although Mrs. Denicor has chosen to be a full-time mother, are preparing a motion to have the case dismissed. If the trial proceeds, Mark Denicor plans to subpoena several witnesses to testify, including kids, teachers, and principal. Good for him. Make as much of a show out of this as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Inconvenience the school bureaucrats as much as you possibly can. It's the school bureaucrats who brought this about in the first place.
Embarrass them as much as possible, because yep. This is ridiculous.
He says, I would like parents not to be bullied by the school system, according to Denicor. We send our children to school so they can learn not to be bullied. Largely in response to pressures put on them through the federal No Child Left Behind measure, school districts nationwide are hauling parents into court to face criminal sanctions for chronically tardy or absent children. Last June, for example, the Long Beach Police Department arrested the mother of a middle school student on charges that she had failed to, quote, ensure her son's regular attendance in school in violation of a new truancy law that provides for criminal prosecution, according to the local paper there. In Texas, parents whose children miss more days than allowed under state law can be criminally prosecuted for, quote, contributing to truancy, unquote, and if convicted in justice court,
love the name of that,
face fines or sentenced to attend truancy or parenting classes. The measure is potentially profitable for people inclined to spy and inform on their neighbors.
They do have a lot of these
snitch programs.
Snitch programs, yeah. And as the economy gets bad, more people snitch. They can make a little money.
The Arlington and Mansfield independent school districts in North Texas have created an anti-truancy program called You Earn, They Learn. Tiara Ellis Richard of the Arlington Police Department explains that when residents see school-aged children suspected of cutting classes, they can call in anonymous tips to Crime Stoppers. The police will then dispatch
reporting on homeschoolers all over the state.
The police will then dispatch a school resource officer to investigate the complaint, and the informant will be paid up to $40 for each confirmed tip.
That's disgusting. I'm stunned by that. So,
are you?
How often does my homeschool kid have to be hassled by your cop?
That is a good
question. As often
as
possible, Mark, because my homeschool cop needs stuff to do to keep him busy and justify his existence.
This is an excellent question. What happens if Jack, your son, who is a little too young to be in school at this point, but in a few years...
They're mandatory pre-K all over the country.
Let's just say Jack's 13 instead of 3. And he's, you know, he's able to walk around town on his own at this point. He's you know, mature enough to handle that. And since he's homeschooled, he could be out in the middle of the day, and that's fine. So he's gone into town to run an errand or something like that. And some busybody police officer spots him and gets it into his head that he's truant from school and attempts to harass him and stop him and demand identification of him. And how exactly will that work? If Jack says to this officer, I don't talk to cops. Have a nice day. What will be done to him?
It won't be good. I mean, at that point, you can expect the police officer to attempt to use his authority, his age, his size, and everything in order to get the kid to talk to him. Because, you know, kids don't generally take cops to court.
And they generally don't know their rights. But Jackson, in this case, could know his rights because he's going to be raised by you, and hopefully you'll explain them to him and how to exercise those rights.
I don't know if I'm dying to pay all kinds of money to take him to court, though.
No, you don't have to pay money, usually, unless you're going to hire a lawyer or something like that.
That's how one wins.
No, I think we've seen people win without hiring lawyers, as
not
a matter of fact.
Not if they're free staters.
That's true. That's pretty true.
Well, I mean, you could count the wins when they drop charges, and there have been cases where they have dropped charges.
They've
dropped charges on me, they've dropped charges on a demo, they've dropped charges on a variety of people for traffic situations. So there are those instances. But my point being, you know, this is definitely a problem for people that are not of the government school system, for young people that are just walking about on the streets, that they could be harassed, possibly caged. You know, well, you have to identify yourself, son. So, I'm sorry, son, you have to tell me who you are. You could be skipping school.
You may very well have to tell somebody. I mean,
no obligation to identify yourself to the police, as far as I know.
So long as you're not driving.
Right. I'm no legal expert.
Well, they can arrest him on suspicion, and then once you're arrested, you have to give your name.
855-453 is a toll-free number. Have you had to deal with this as a parent? Have you been threatened by the school that your kids go to regarding whether or not they were on time? In this case, these folks, again, looking at misdemeanor charges here. As is always the case, according to Republic Magazine, the Rat on Your Neighbor initiative is depicted as a form of applied altruism. It will pose obvious and potentially serious problems for local homeschoolers who can expect a great deal of unwarranted and potentially dangerous attention from the police. And every police state relies heavily on the cooperation of those who are willing to inform on their friends in exchange for some trivial material reward and the intoxicating sense of righteousness that comes from being a tattletale. I have to completely agree with that sentiment.
Absolutely.
No, it's well put.
So, of course, this isn't the only
area.
They
wouldn't feel self-righteous if it wasn't for the money, though. I mean, you know, like the money is really what gives them the motivation, and then they pretend to be self-righteous in order to back up their decisions.
And, of course, this isn't the only area in which people are being encouraged to snitch on their neighbors. I mean, they could be encouraged just for simple, you know, having the grass growing too high or other zoning ordinances.
We've read programs where you can, you know, kids are getting little spiffs for ratting on people who have zoning violations. I mean, their grass being too tall and things like that.
And even more disturbingly, you know, there are these government programs, they are turning people against their neighbors, and they just don't understand, the people that are participating in them don't realize that they are enabling all of this, that eventually it's going to come around to bite them, that eventually somebody's going to snitch out on them, and it's just going to be a constant battle.
What their thought process is, and it's completely true, is just because I choose to snitch or not does not mean that if I choose not to snitch, it doesn't mean that somebody's not going to snitch on me. So I might as well get my money.
Might as well snitch and get your $40.
Yeah.
855-453, the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want. Is that a version of the prisoner's dilemma?
It is. Absolutely that.
All right. More coming up here. Your calls, your thoughts. You can bring up anything you'd like. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, all kinds of stuff to talk about. I don't know how much time we'll have, but there's news about a rapist cop. Yep. It's happened again. 855-453. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperSeaVeg.com. That's Super, SeaVeg.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 855-453. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of these airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in, talk about whatever. And the show's live 7 nights a week. FreeTalkLive.com is where you can join us online. We've got news updates. You can get signed up. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever way works best for you, or more than one if you'd like. They're all free over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com to get signed up.
We've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable. SACL CAI does that. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They know that Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. They've been sponsors of Free Talk Live for a very long time. SACL CAI.
Alrighty, so of course, so we'll continue here. Since we're on a cop topic tonight, sort of in general, talking about the police, started out with the Bearcat police attack vehicle being spread all across the country, even into our very own little Keene, New Hampshire. They're trying to push it here. Also, parents being prosecuted with misdemeanor charges for their kids showing up tardy, as it's called, at school. Has anyone ever used the word tardy outside of the government schools?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty rare that I hear that word.
It's not a common term.
Usually it's, you're late. so those things. But now something even more serious, which is a story from thedailybeast.com. And it's about a rapist cop. Now, a lot of times we're pretty critical of the police here as far as them being able to get away with things like murder and arson and all manner of different horrible acts, simply because they are the police and there's virtually no accountability for them. And usually when they engage in negative behavior and dangerous and harmful behavior, the police department steps up to defend them. And
certainly happens often.
And that's part of this story, but there is a little bit of justice that comes along later. So, from, again, thedailybeast.com, a young woman in Milwaukee called the cops when someone who threw a brick through her window. One of the cops who came to help raped her.
Oh, God.
When the brick crashed through her bedroom window and someone began kicking in her front door, the 19-year-old single mom of two in Milwaukee dialed what are supposed to be the most trustworthy three numbers. She said later in court, I called 911 for help. I didn't call 911 to be the victim. Within minutes, two police officers responded. One took her 15-year-old brother outside to speak to him. The other cop, police officer Lanmerald Cates, gave her boyfriend $10 and told him to go to the store and get some water. She told him that he was welcome to chilled water from her refrigerator. Cates said, I only drink bottled water. Her boyfriend has a pronounced limp and set off with no promise of returning anytime soon. Cates asked to see the broken window, and she led him down a narrow hallway to a bathroom in the back. She felt sure that jealous neighbors had attacked her happy home because she dared to defy what seemingly surely to be her fate as an inner-city teenage single mom. She said, I wanted to be a good example to my kids, and I wanted to learn something, to be somebody. She had returned to high school as a mother of two, and after graduation she had continued to the University of Wisconsin, where she was studying criminal justice with the thought of becoming a police officer or a lawyer. She said, I thought it was going pretty good, she would recall. She now stood on a floor littered with broken glass and pointed to the brick. The cop she had summoned to protect her instead chose this moment to grab the back of her head by her hair and sodomize her. Then he raped her. Her revulsion in the aftermath was so visceral that she vomited as she ran outside. The cop's partner had become concerned when he did not immediately see Cates and called for backup. Other cops began arriving and saw a woman screaming incoherently about being raped. Cates appeared and grabbed her by the waist, spinning her around. Her swinging feet may or may not have struck the partner. She was handcuffed. Not sure what partner she's talking. What they're talking about here. She was handcuffed and taken in, told at the station house that she was being charged with assaulting a police officer.
Hmm.
She became more coherent, but no less outraged and vocal as she continued to cry out from a holding cell that she had been raped. She also continued to vomit. The other cops dismissed her as a liar.
Well, I would imagine that it wouldn't be the first time that a police officer, gets accused of rape when he arrests somebody. But note that he arrests her for something she did after the accusation, not before.
After 12 hours, she was interviewed by Internal Affairs and taken to a hospital where a rape kit was used to collect evidence. She was then taken to the county jail.
Well, that's pretty good, 12 hours, frankly. I mean, I'm impressed. I mean, really.
She was then held for 4 days before being released without actually being charged. She took her story to Milwaukee District Attorney's Office. A prosecutor subsequently wrote to her, quote, or wrote in a report, while I did find the victim's version of events credible, I did not believe that her testimony would be strong enough to successfully prosecute Officer Cates.
Hold up a second. How long was she held?
4 days. With no charges.
This is the first I'm hearing of this, and I feel sick.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's sickening.
In other words, Cates was still a cop, and she was still an inner-city teenage single mom. She stopped going to school as she fell into a deep depression, making two serious suicide attempts. She said, it was killing my soul. She, who had so desperately wanted to be a good example for her 3-year-old boy and 2-year-old girl, began to wonder if they should even be with her. Mm-hmm. She says, "I was sad and crying all the time. I didn't know if I wanted my kids around being upset like that about,
sure,
with me being upset like that about something that happened to me." Meanwhile, Internal Affairs confronted Cates with DNA evidence linking him and the victim. He told 3 different stories, finally saying there had been a voluntary sexual encounter. His victim read in the newspaper that he'd been fired for lying and for idling and loafing on duty, words that mocked what had been done to her. She says, "That really pissed me off." She took some comfort in knowing Cates was not going to be answering any more 911 calls, but he had still not been held accountable for what he had done to her. "It wasn't really justice," she says. "It didn't say that he hurt me." She was sinking only deeper into despair when she went on the internet and chanced up a photo of an eminent Milwaukee defense lawyer named Robin Shello. The victim recalls that she had a beautiful smile. It was just her smile and the look in her eyes. She's not mean, and she's a woman. She looked like she could understand me. She looked like she would help. So she went to Shello's office. She said, "I was just giving it a shot. I didn't think anything was going to come of it." Shello proved to be everything her photo suggested. She also happened to have just finished a case in federal court, and she had the number handy for the prosecutor who had been her opponent. Assistant U.S. Attorney Nell Johnson came to her office with an FBI agent to interview her new client. He not only found her credible, but he was willing to prosecute. The victim says that he was a very nice guy, and he kind of made me not afraid. As the case headed for trial, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Cates had been investigated for illegal behavior on 5 previous occasions, 3 of them involving sexual misconduct.
Wow.
2 of those were with prisoners. The third...
And the district attorney in the town or the city there just didn't
refused.
Think that, yeah, just yeah. didn't think, "Oh, this is incredible, sorry," or "this isn't, the case isn't good enough." This guy's got how many priors?
Several.
I mean, I know, it, well, not priors, I guess, prior accusations. I know it's difficult to convict a cop of anything because they lawyer up so well. They make it seem like if you want a lawyer that you are a bad person.
I think the thing that speaks the most to me out of everything you've read so far is the only thing that she wants for justice is acknowledgement of what was done to her.
Yep.
And I don't think that's out of line at all. And I think it's actually much less justice than she deserves. But just what you just read, just not even 2 minutes ago, she says she wants them to say what was done to her. And specifically to admit to it.
Right. The third, by the way, was a 16-year-old, and that case had been referred to the same district attorney's office, which declined to prosecute.
Oh.
The priors came as no surprise to the 19-year-old, who is now accusing him of raping her while he somehow remained employed as a cop. A little bit more about this story coming up here in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Feel free to number here, 855-453. You can bring up whatever you want, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site there for free. So enjoy those. Listening options are there. We've got different size streams for different internet connections. We've got broadband, midband, narrowband. They're all there. They're all free around the clock. Latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing on those streams. And, of course, our radio options, including over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show throughout the week at various different times. The satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio. We got two channels that we're on XM. There's also our free-to-air channel through LRN.FM, the KU band up on satellite, webcam, and the listen lines. That allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Get all the details on how to get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. We are talking about the police, and I hear some kind of rock music way off in the background. Just heads up to the board operator there.
It's amazing the ability for you to hear little noises.
So, we're talking about the police, and in this case, the cover-ups that they engage in. Even when the most serious of accusations are brought forth, district attorney in the case in Milwaukee that we're discussing here from thedailybeast.com, in this particular case, this woman claimed she was raped by a cop when she had called to have the police investigate a brick that had been thrown through her window. And the district attorney, while he said that she seemed credible, didn't seem like it was enough to get a conviction. So, yeah, we're not going to prosecute him. Even though this very cop had had 5 prior incidents where he was accused of doing similar sexual misbehavior on other women.
I hope she slams him for everything she can for punitive damages. That's unacceptable.
It's disgusting, certainly.
So according to this story here, for a little while it looked like nothing was going to happen. I mean, there was a total, basically, you know, wall of silence coming from the police department. They're not going to investigate one of their own. They're certainly not going to prosecute one of their own. And then she went
That's evidenced by the fact that there were 5 previous allegations against this guy.
And you have to wonder about that when it comes to these, cops.
Before we go on any farther, I want every male listening to my voice, try to imagine what it would be like for you if you got a sexual battery accusation
against
you. Now, if you don't think that there's another set of rules for the cops, you need to step back for a second. What would it be like in your life if you were accused of sexual battery? Women, if the men that are close to you, maybe you don't understand this, but the fact is, in today's society, if somebody makes a rape accusation, you essentially have to prove you didn't do it. And that's really difficult in a court system where fewer than 1% of cases are people found, actually fewer than 0.25% of cases are people found not guilty.
I think it's interesting in this article, back at that very beginning, that they went through and they said all the good things that the victim is doing. She's a college student. She's a successful. She works. She has kids. She's not your, not your typical rape victim.
Yeah.
That's the impression.
A lot of college women are rape victims.
Well, it's, you know, to me, I don't know exactly what I'm trying to say, but the tone of it is...
It doesn't seem like she'd be faking it, she'd be lying.
Well, right, but it's an insult to me, additionally, that they would even need to say that, because rape is rape. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're an upstanding citizen of the community or you're someone on hard times. I don't care who you are. This is not something that's acceptable for anybody.
Well, apparently if you are a cop and your buddies want to protect you, it's acceptable, because that's what happened here. But luckily there was some outside people that got involved, including an attorney and a U.S. prosecutor. So, because now and then they'll do the right thing. But let's continue here with the story, and we'll get right to your calls here at 855-450-FREE. So, in this case, they found out that this guy had a history, that he'd been accused of similar things in the past, and she says, I knew it. The way he treated me, I knew he had to have hurt somebody else before. I mean, if you think about it, this guy knew what he was doing. He sent the boyfriend out to get some water. He said, oh, I can only drink bottled water. Gave him a $10 bill.
How bold he was about it, right there at the crime scene.
So he knew how to clear the house. He knew how to,
Well, he probably does it on a pretty regular basis. It's just, when the circumstances are exactly right, that's when he strikes.
But the law prohibited the prosecution from using Kate's history to sway the jury. The case was still a she said, he said as the victim took the stand. She had been counseled and steadied by the attorney right up to this moment and was now on her own. She says, I'm here today because Officer Cates is a very bad man, she said. Shellow says her client was a terrific witness. The victim herself feels otherwise, faulting herself for not being able to convey the enormity of what happened. She does say that it felt good to look at him and tell him what he did. He was looking at his shoes.
He should be.
She also felt whatever her shortcomings.
He's a fool. For looking at his shoes. I mean, when you're in a situation like this, you need to be. Your acting skills better be up to snuff.
She also felt that whatever her shortcomings, he was sure to be convicted. She says, I thought it would be guilty. I felt it in my stomach. Anybody with two eyes could see this dude was an animal. On January 11th, the jury convicted Cates of violating the victim's civil rights by raping her. And so she returned to court on January 18th saying she'd heard guilty, and then she left because she was so emotional. Cates was remanded pending sentencing in April, where he's facing a maximum of life in prison.
Oh, boy.
She says, I didn't feel happy. I felt like it's finally over.
Yeah.
And she said she couldn't help but feel sympathy for the man's children, saying they didn't do anything, she says. She's chosen to accept the anonymity accorded.
Right, and you notice that the family isn't protected here. You know, when the cop does something criminal, the town or the city or whatever, they're not gonna pay the family.
No, he just gets thrown under the bus, and that's that. She plans on continuing her studies next semester and is now interested in a new career goal, because she originally wanted to get involved in the legal system. Now she wants to be a nurse or a doctor. So let's go to Ken, listening in Indy to WXNT. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Nemi and Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a really bad cold.
Oh, it's all right, Ken. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm a fairly new listener.
Welcome, sir.
I'm in favor of freedom.
Super. Welcome to the club.
Excuse me. One of the calls that I heard a few days ago was a fellow who was, stopped by the police for driving without a license plate, and three of the four lights on his car were out, and he didn't have a driver's license either. I don't know if you remember that call or not.
I don't know, but we've called similar calls like that in the past. So go ahead with your point.
Oh, I don't remember this call at all, but go ahead.
Well, he was a Quaker minister, a retired Quaker minister, if I remember right.
Did he say his lights were out?
He said both headlights and one taillight were out.
I recall hearing that one taillight was out, but whatever. It doesn't matter. Go ahead with your thoughts.
And like I said, I understand the encroachment that government can have in our lives, and most all of it offends me. But you guys were supportive of his position of defying even the simplest thing that, in my opinion, goes to the safety of all of us. If he was driving down the road without a license plate on his car and without a driver's license, and with one out of four lights working, somewhere there has to be some order, or else anarchy is really what you're advocating. Is that? And I'm confused because you sound like very rational, sane people.
Is the fact that the cops there keeping him from driving that car without a license or a plate or with working lights?
Pardon me?
Is the presence of law enforcement forcing him to comply presently with the lights on the car, the license plate, the registration?
It didn't stop him.
When he gets caught, they are.
Well, I think that, as we pointed out, I think I mentioned on that night that I think it is dangerous to drive without lights on at nighttime.
I can't imagine for a second, not even one moment, that if I heard somebody driving without headlights, that I was, I was kind to that person in the issue.
I believe he had one of his three taillights out in that particular call. That's the most recent call. It was the one that was over his trunk. That one was out. You recall that part, Mark?
Yes, I recall that.
Right, that I recall. And if somebody
one
has a
taillight is not two headlights and a tail light.
But let's continue this conversation in a moment here, Ken. So stick with us. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. And, of course, driving without a license or a plate is not dangerous at all. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Vaporsmith's e-cigs revolutionized nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With Vaporsmith's, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. Vaporsmith's are clean, efficient, and tasty. With 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at Vaporsmith's.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything toll free. 855-453, single CAI toll-free line. Enough time in these remaining moments to sneak your call in. Here tonight with you is Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark. 1-855-453. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you'd like to help spread Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website, and we'll take that money in and invest it in this program, doing some outreach to radio stations and advertising on the Internet and bringing more people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Go and get signed up, and it makes a big difference for us when you do, so thank you in advance. Over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Jurisdictionary.
Right. If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive, Jurisdictionary.com is a course for you. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules, how to make motions, objections, move the court, change jurisdictions, whatever it is you need to do. Jurisdictionary.com will let you know how to do it. Until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com and download the free tools they have there for you. They've got all kinds of free tools, and when you buy the course, remember to use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com. It's a great course. I've gone through it twice. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones and to your thoughts. Ken is listening in Indy to WXNT. Relatively new to the show, you heard a call recently that you described as a guy driving with no headlights and only one taillight working. We don't recall that particular phone call, and I don't remember every call that calls the show.
Right. So let's take a case of an imaginary person who's doing so.
No, let's skip the light.
Okay.
Let's just go back to the way you remember it, which is that he had one taillight out.
Right. The taillight over the back.
That's why the police stopped him, is because one of his three taillights was out.
Right,
right, and then he didn't have a driver's license.
He didn't have a driver's license or a license plate on the car. And, and I guess my question is, apparently you find the need or the government requirement that you have a driver's license and a license plate unacceptable. Is that right?
Yeah, I feel like it's basically just a money-making scheme for the government. It has nothing to do with safety. I don't know if you've ever taken the driver's test, but a blindfolded monkey could pass the driver's test that that I took down in Florida when I was 16. I mean, it was basically a joke. So essentially, it was all about obedience and all about extracting money from people.
Further to that, here in New Hampshire, most of the funding for roads comes from gasoline tax. So I'm beginning to learn about right to travel because I myself and fed up with the ridiculous hoops I have to jump through. For example, I just failed my my car inspection in November for bad brakes. I've fixed my brakes, but I still haven't paid the state the $40 to change the color of the sticker on my car, and so I can now be pulled over at any time just because I haven't done that $40 sticker. I don't think I'm not sure I go so far as to say licensing is a bad thing or that taking classes or being well versed in it. But I think it's more of a personal responsibility thing than I think it should be a mandated thing.
Well,
I think government's way too much up in my stuff.
Yeah,
can I ask a question?
What's the question?
You count on everybody to be as responsible as you and fix your brakes.
In Florida, there are no inspections.
Hold on. That's just a ludicrous statement. You know how many states don't have inspections at all?
I'm not suggesting that every state should have an inspection. What I'm suggesting is she claims that because she's responsible and gets her brakes fixed, that makes the whole notion of having an inspection ludicrous. And I'm not saying I disagree with the invalid aspect of an inspection. I'm just saying, if you don't like the law, why not change it instead of defying it?
That's a fantastic idea, and I have been working to change the law, but unfortunately, I really have no choice at this point but to disobey it because you know what? I don't have another $40 to give to the state. I have a house payment, I have a car payment, I have insurance I need to maintain, that's where I'm going to cut my $40.
Also,
the guy down the street from you chooses not to bother with the insurance, and he pays the $40 and hopes he doesn't get stopped.
And that's his choice. Hold on a second. Do I, as his neighbor, I think this is really the question that you're asking me, is do I support the use of force against my neighbor? Because I'll tell you what, when I go to court for the lack of registration, when Ian and I were pulled over in my car for 2 weeks ago, when I go to court for that, that's a $62 ticket. I'm also not paying that. So guess what? I get to go sit in jail for a day and a half to pay off my $62 fine because I have brakes that are fine. I just haven't had that sticker replaced. Does that make sense to you? Do you think the state should be using force against me?
I don't see it as unreasonable that you have to have your car inspected or you have to have your car licensed.
That's not an answer to my question. Please answer my question. I asked you a very specific question. Do you think the state should be able to use force against me?
Is that the way the law reads? Either you pay the fine or you do the time?
Correct.
That's right.
Well,
do you think that's right? Do you think it's okay for you?
If that's the law, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. Wait, just a second. Let me jump on this law thing because I think this is really important. Now, you'll note that people benefit from this law as far as inspections go, right? Like the
car dealers.
The car dealers and the mechanics and the politicians and the police. All these people benefit, right?
And there's absolutely no benefit to society whatsoever.
Right, and as
cars,
a citizen,
none of these cars that are on the road get taken off the road because they're unsafe.
No, there's no benefit because
some of them do. I mean, it does happen. But to the citizen, to the individual, what is it's not worth it to me to drive 2 hours to Concord, New Hampshire, and it's probably different people in Florida. It was 8 hours to Tallahassee in order to go fight this, as you suggest. Well, get the law changed. The cops, they're going to be there and they're going to get paychecks to testify. The mechanics, they're going to send their representative from their organization. He's going to go there and he's going to get a paycheck. I'm going to have to stop my work for that day and go there and testify and have done all this other work. Why should I, as a free person, have to fight off these vultures because, well, that's the system and that's what we set up?
Mark,
isn't that a hamster wheel?
That's all presuming you can drive to Concord in the first place.
Right. Let the gentleman answer the question.
I'm looking for what I called for was not to debate whether or not I was right or wrong, but just to simply ask you if there's any limit on the freedom that you demand and expect.
No.
Your personal responsibility.
Your freedom goes as far as other people's freedom, so you don't have the freedom to hurt other people. You don't have the freedom to put them in jeopardy.
If I drive a car that's unsafe, or if I don't take care of the brakes and prove that I've taken care of the brakes.
You don't need proof. Because you know what? 2 days before I failed my inspection, my brakes were still not acceptable. So, you know, I don't need the proof.
So you were lucky not to have a wreck and run me off the road or kill me. So therefore, you're justifying not following the law that was designed to... Oh, I am sorry.
This is the tragedy of the commons.
No, I'm telling you.
I think this is important. Mm-hmm. This is the tragedy of the commons here. She has to pay for that stinking road in property taxes, even though she doesn't drive on it because her car isn't any good. What needs to happen here is the state needs to relinquish the right-of-way, which didn't... I mean, there was all kinds of private roads in America's past, but for some reason the government decided they need to run these things. Okay, fine. How can you tell me I've got to pay for a road that I can't drive on any vehicle I want to drive on it? Do you know what I mean?
Nanny, were your brakes unsafe, or were they just failing inspection?
They were failing inspection, which is not the same, and that is a good point.
Well, that was what you led him to believe.
Okay.
You made it sound like your car was unsafe to drive.
No, it's not unsafe to drive. It failed inspection. It was still safe to drive. My brakes still worked until I was able to get it into the shop and get it fixed.
Look, we're short on time, Ken. I'd love to continue this conversation another night when we have more time to dig into it. But look, there are states. I come from Florida, Ken, where there is no inspection.
He knows that.
And everything's fine. So there's no benefit to society from having an inspection.
Let me leave you with a question. While you guys are thinking about it, come up with one city ordinance in the city you mention if you find acceptable. That would be good. And I appreciate your patience with me today.
To find it what?
One city ordinance we find acceptable.
Yeah, usually the city ordinances are absolutely useless.
I'll leave you with one thought, Ken.
Yeah.
Your safety is not my problem, and my safety is not yours.
We're out of time for tonight. See you later. Thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate hearing from you. I support any ordinances that help people stay safe from the harm from other human beings. Free Talk Live.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.